You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your latest episode of Locked On Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today, as always, your host, Evan Sidery here. And I just want to give you a quick overview before we got started for today's podcast. It's going to be a little bit different. We had the chance to interview defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus and offensive coordinator Marcus Brady this past week. And I'm playing it here tonight on the podcast for you all. It's about 20 or so minutes long. There's some other Colts content creators were on the press conference as well via Zoom. So Eberflus will be up first and then Marcus Brady. A lot of great intel for Colts fans out there who want to listen to this. Really insightful stuff from both Eberflus and Brady. And before we get into a quick overview as well of what's to come this week after tonight's episode with Eberflus and Brady, tomorrow will be a 53-man roster episode prediction with Stephen Reed of Stampede Blue. We're going to go through our predictions there. And then Brian Peacock, the host of Peacock and Williamson here on the Locked On Podcast Network, a national NFL show, will be stopping by to go over the AFC South and the AFC in general, if the Colts stack up well in the division and in the conference. And in closing out this week will be quarterback discussion. Carson Wentz, Jacob Eason, Sam Ellinger. Could be a lot of great stuff there throughout the week. And kicking off here with a bang with Eberflus and Brady. So Colts fans, enjoy. I'm going to give way here to Matt Eberflus first and then Marcus Brady. Enjoy.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Good, good, good. All right. Just as a reminder, if you got a question, go ahead and put in the chat function. We'll get started here with Lawrence Owen.
Hello, Coach Flus. Pleasure to meet you. Hope you're having a good day. My question is, you hear about familiarity with bringing back a bunch of players for a certain position group for basically adding the cohesiveness. Now, the defensive back group, most of those were brought back from last year. How important is that to you to have all those people come back and build on that cohesiveness, especially with the zone defense that you like running?
Yeah, I would say that's important, really, Lawrence, at every position. The more guys you can bring back, the better, because it's just familiarity with your scheme. You know, that you can basically build on what you've done last year. So when you try to put in a concept with a new group, man, that's the first thing they know, and it's hard to build upon that. So when you can do that with a cohesive group, you know, defensive backs, you know, we got our linebackers back. You know, D-line's got a little bit in flux there with the defensive end position. But for the most part, we have a lot of guys back on defense, and I just think that allows us to build. We can build off of that, and that's what we're doing. We're looking at the ways we can build on our scheme to just make it real simple for us, more complex for the offense, and then kind of go from there.
Next, we'll go to Michael Terrazas.
Hey, Matt, thank you for doing this. Are you looking to play Ben Bannigan in a larger role this season, and how has he responded to a disappointing 2020 campaign?
Yeah, so Ben Bannigan is in a good spot right now, and I say that because, you know, competition brings out the best in everybody, you know, so that's what we're looking for. So we obviously drafted a couple of defensive ends, and that's just the reality of the NFL. And so competition is there, and it's in the room. So we're excited about where we see everybody fit in. And a lot of those defensive linemen can play along the lines, you know, so we're excited about where they are. It's going to be the coaches' jobs and the GM and the scouting and Coach Frank to be able to look at that and say, where do these guys fit? Where do these pieces fit? So we're looking at that. That's going to be a process all the way through training camp, all the way through preseason, and then we'll decide from there. But you know, Michael, that, you know, people, you know, this is a hard game and guys get hurt. So people are going to have to play. You know, so Ben Bannigan is, you know, however fast he rises up, he's going to have to play during the course of the season, as is Teray. And once Dial gets healthy, he's going to be in their plan. So, you know, we're excited about the depth that we have because we're going to use it and we're going to need it.
All right. Next, we'll go to Destin Adams.
Thanks, Coach, for doing this. My question is, just from the little bit that you've had to look at the defensive rookies in rookie camp and mini camp so far, who stood out to you? Who's already picking up the playbook pretty nicely? Things like that.
Okay. I would just say that Quiddy, you know, Quiddy Pay, he's just picked it up really good. In fact, Dial as well, the two defensive ends that we drafted there pretty early, those guys are special in terms of their functional intelligence. They're able to pick things up at a really fast rate. We've obviously trained different defensive ends that we've brought in here over the course of the years, and these guys are as bright as anybody. I mean, they really are, and it's a pleasant surprise to see. It's one thing to when you, Destin, when you have it in the classroom, but can you take it from the classroom onto the field, you know, and then operate in a walkthrough setting? And then you got to take it from a walkthrough setting and operate at fast speed during the drills and during team periods. And those guys have done the, you know, step one and two. And then obviously during training camp now, we're going to be able to see them go full speed because we were kind of in a jog through mode during these this off-season activity that we just did. But yeah, so we're excited about those defensive ends for sure.
All right, then we'll go to Cody Felger.
Hey, Matt, thanks for doing this. I'm curious, with the loss of Anthony Walker in free agency, that must signal a level of confidence in Bobby Okereke and these other linebackers in the room. So I'm curious, what about Bobby and these other linebackers make you feel confident in your decision to let a starter, a guy who started games for you like Walker, leave this offseason?
Yeah, I would say that really, you know, when you look at Bobby, what he's done over the last couple of years, he's really done a nice job of splitting that time at the Mike linebacker position, and he's done a nice job. Obviously, his rookie year came on the scene, did a really nice job. We thought he had a solid year last year, and we think he's ready to make a big jump here. And he's working on things that are just basic to football, Bobby is, and it's really about footwork and keys and getting him faster to the ball and making him, you know, hit the ball more. And, you know, have a competition with Darius to see who can do that better. And so those guys are really excited about it. And I really think that with the continuity with Bobby playing alongside Darius the entire time rather than splitting time, I think that will actually enhance his game and enhance our defense. So we're excited about that as well.
Rashad McGinnis.
Yes, thank you again for doing this and taking time out.
Cheers, Rashad.
Marvell Tell. We saw him flash as a rookie, but obviously opted out last season due to COVID. How he's looked so far in OTAs?
Yeah, so, you know, we were pleasantly surprised with how he looked. He came back in. He was in outstanding shape. You know, he's been doing different things like yoga, and his body looks really good in terms of where he's what he's done, the work he's put in over the course of the year. And I just see a different level of maturity. Just I know it's been a year, but it just seems like him being away from the game, I think he really, you know, felt how much he loves the game of football and how much he missed it. And I think he has a better appreciation for the game of football and where he is. And I think he knows he's in a prove it spot, you know, where he's got to go out and prove it and earn it. And we're certainly, you know, wanting him to do that because we know what kind of talent he is because he, you know, when he, like rookie year came out, just really played really nice for us at times. And we're expecting him to make that big jump this year. So there's going to be a lot of competition in that corners room, and we are pumped about that.
All right, Jeremy Swopes.
How's it going, Coach?
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Very good, very good. I was wanting to know, with the losses of Anthony Walker and Denico Autry and Justin Houston, are there any players specifically that you're looking to step into those roles and maybe make a jump out this year and really break out?
Yeah, so obviously all three of those players were productive for us. You know, they are mature players that had a maturity to them in our unit that's going to be hard to replace. There's no doubt about that. But I will say this, we feel really good about where Tyquan Lewis is at our end spot and him playing in that position. We feel really good about that. We also feel really good about where Ture is. You know, Ture is going to be healthy for the first time in a long time, and he's been working his tail off to get to that point. He's in a good spot mentally and physically, so we're excited about that. And also we got Quiddy. You know, Quiddy's a guy we just drafted. He's, you know, just uber quick. You know, I just found this out. Well, I didn't find it out, but he's – I would say, how do you move that fast around those cones? He goes, well, you remember, Coach, that I played halfback in high school. I said, well, yeah, I remember that now. But you could tell that he looks like a halfback going around those cones for sure. So we're excited about him there. And then, you know, the third spot is the Mike linebacker. And, you know, like I stated before, that Jeremy, that Bobby Okereke's played there half the time for the last 2 years. So, we're excited about where he is and the production that he's going to bring. So we're in a good spot. We got younger at those positions. And, you know, we're gonna fill those holes with some good players.
All right, got time for a few more here. Elliot Denton Singh.
Hi, Coach. Thanks again for doing this. In terms of the defensive line, with obviously you've added a lot of pieces, how do you see that playing out in keeping everyone happy with the competition? And also with the three technique defensive tackle spot, who do you see to be stepping up in terms of depth behind DeForest?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And the depth in terms of who's going to play where and all those things, that's going to be worked out during training camp. You know, so we're looking at those things right now. I don't think those things can be solved right away. I actually think that sometimes coaches put these roles on players too early, and you know, without looking at them first. And I think that you ought to let that happen naturally, where you look at guys over a course of you know, a week, 2 weeks during training camp into some preseason, and then they start to define their own roles through their production. So I think sometimes as coaches, we kind of put these guys in boxes, and sometimes I think that hurts our vision a little bit. We don't want to do that. So we've been very conscious not to do that. So we want to make sure that we keep an open mind with where the roles are. And this is really at any position. You know, so we're looking at the backup, you know, three, the backup one, you know, the backup in spots. And again, that's going to be a process that we need to go through.
Stephen Burton.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking time again. To kind of piggyback on what you were saying earlier, I guess with Quiddy coming in and looking as good as he has, how have you seen Teray respond?
Well, it's, you know, Teray's been on the side. You know, he's still going through rehab. But like I was saying, Stephen, that we think that he's really in a good mental state right now. He's got a great mindset. His frame of mind is really good. He's been studying. He's been engaged in meetings. He's at their walkthrough, you know, paying attention, listening. You know, Coach Race coaches him up on the side, you know, as well as Brian Baker. So he's in a good spot. And we're just excited about him getting him fully healthy and letting him, you know, turning him loose. And then see where it goes from there. But yeah, he's doing well.
All right, and then we'll finish here with Matthew Radden.
Oh, yes, sir. I really appreciate you taking my question. I know we talked about a lot of guys. From Quiddy Pay, you know, to a lot of guys in the backfield. Is there anybody that you want to highlight in particular? Anybody that we haven't talked about that you think has really done a good job so far?
Yeah, there's so many guys. I would say, I've been impressed with Kenny Moore. Kenny's done in terms of his leadership this offseason, the way he's moved around in drills and what he brings to the table, and just in terms of being an all-around player and all-around person. I just can never say enough about Kenny Moore. So I would just want to highlight him because he's everything we stand for, and we're certainly glad that we have him. So,
yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Colts fans, rockauto.com is the place to go if you want to save money on your next car purchase. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain store front. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the cameraman orders the parts on his computer, choose only the brand his warehouse happens to carry at the time? There's so many different ways to use Rock Auto. They're a family-owned business serving Opera customers online for the last 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, motor oil, jumper cables, new carpet. Whether you're the classic or daily driver, get everything you need a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And the rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate as well. Quickly see all the parts available for your car or truck and write Locked On in the How'd Your Boss box so that we sent you over there. They have a main selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Colts fans, go to rockauto.com right now to save money on your next car purchase. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, as is the NBA playoffs, and you're going to want to check out all the action over at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online, your laptop or mobile device, and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. It's just your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device right now, sign up today, and receive 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, it's 50% off on your first deposit with BetOnline using the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, Coach?
Doing well.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started with – one second, Coach. Destin Adams.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for doing this. With Eric Fisher sidelined currently and most likely at least a couple of weeks during the regular season, who are some names that are sticking out to you so far through minicamp that could possibly fill that void at left tackle early?
Right. We brought in, Chris did a good job of giving us some depth. I think that's one thing that's one of our strengths now that we have going into training camp is depth at the O-line position, especially at the tackle position with Sam Tevy, Julian Davenport, Will Holden, those guys. That have experience, that's going to help us. And then we'll let them go and compete. Obviously, Sam has the most experience being a starter the last 2 years. So he's going to have the opportunity to win that spot. But from what we saw in film, we believe in him.
Michael Terrace asks.
DeMichael Harris showed promise in 2020. Where is he at in his development? And can he be a guy for you guys to where you say, I have to get the ball in this guy's hands right here?
Yes. I mean, he did show promise last year. He did some very good things, had his moments. We saw a lot from him from training camp, watching him develop throughout the season and then making some plays throughout the season when he got his opportunities. He does bring a different element to the game for us, and it's going to be a big training camp for him to go out there, continue to produce, show us what he can do and see how he can help us as an offense.
Lawrence Owens.
Hello, thank you for doing this again. When it comes to the skill positions, I was curious how you felt about the diversity in the physical attributes and skill sets at those, and how important is that to you when it comes to game planning, drawing up plays and stuff?
I think that's very important as far as just being multiple as an offense, that you're going to have the quick twitch guys. That can make plays when you just get the ball in their hands, or you have the guys that have the long speed, the Paris, the TYs, those guys that can stretch the field and make plays down the field. You got the Pittman. He's one of those actually big, strong, get him the ball. He's great after the catch. He's physical at the top of the route, so he does good things. And then obviously our backs. I mean, they're all explosive and fast and have different elements to their game. I mean, and then even when you talk about just the three guys in our tight end room, and not just three. I mean, obviously, we got a full group, but, you're talking about Mo Alie-Cox, Jack Doyle, Colin Granson that we just drafted. Obviously, all three of them bring just different things to the table. And so it just opens up our offense just to make it tougher on defense to be multiple using their skill sets.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They have 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well. There's something for everyone over on Built Bar. They really offer everything imaginable. They taste nothing like a protein bar either. They're really just like a chocolate-covered bar that really is super healthy for you. It's an incredible combination that Built Bar's come up with. They have 17 grams of protein and only 130 calories and also only 4 grams of sugar. That's a great-tasting snack that tides you over throughout the day. Order today and get whatever flavors you like of Built Bar and go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you get 15% off your first order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for doing this. I had a question about Paris Campbell. So had some unfortunate injuries so far in his career, but we saw a little glimpse at the beginning of the season of what he can do in this offense. So my question is, if he can stay healthy, what do you imagine his role will be in this offense in 2021?
Well, I'm hoping it's a big role because, he's an explosive player. He's, he's strong, he's fast. He can, he's going to create big plays. So I'm looking forward to it. He's had a great offseason. He's been out here throwing with Carson, running routes. And, we're opening up the route tree for him. He's doing stuff from the slot, from the outside. He could be a big part of our offense and really stretch the field and create explosive plays, which we need in the offense.
Evan Sattery.
Marcus, thanks for doing this. How do you feel Carson has implemented the playbook so far? I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but how do you feel he's adjusted so far?
I thought he's done great. Some of it is similar to what he done in Philly, being with Frank Pryor. It's really just the different terminology that we use here that he had to get adjusted to. And then it's really just, trying to fit some of the things that we do with what his strengths are and what he likes. And then some things that as an offense that we do that we know we've created that foundation that we like that we have to get him up to speed. And I think that blend has gone very well over the few weeks.
Jeremy Swopes.
Hey, thanks for your time, Coach. I guess I just wanted to ask you, coming from your background in the Canadian Football League and moving on to the Indianapolis Colts and climbing the ladder as a coach, what does it mean to you to have this opportunity to be an offensive coordinator with this team?
Well, it means a lot. You know, as far as just my story is, you know, going up to Canada to continue pursuing my career both as a player and then eventually as a coach, and then getting the opportunity down here in the NFL, knowing that that was one of my longtime goals. Obviously, it's just a, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm proud of what I accomplished, you know, much more for me to accomplish ahead. but, you know, I also use it as for others to, you know, hopefully I can inspire others that they, you know, whenever they face any struggles, like, yeah, you know, it's not going to go always as planned. It's like, just got to work hard. You know, your time will come and I just got to keep working.
Elliot Denton Singh.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for this. In terms of the running back room, it's quite a busy room. How do you see, especially Marlon Mack's role going forward with him being brought back and also mixing in, still getting Jonathan Taylor touches and also Naheem and Wilkins?
Well, it's good to have all those weapons. I mean, they all could do great things with the ball in their hands, and we're doing a good job as a, you know, as a staff of using them all. obviously, Jonathan is going to have a lead role. Marlon's working his way back in from injury. But, I mean, obviously, he's been great for us as well, you know, prior to the injury. Naheem brings, you know, another element. And then Jordan as well. I mean, you're talking about four very good backs that bring four different things. And, you know, it's going to be tough as coaches, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's a good problem to have because they're all skilled. They're all going to perform well. So we're just looking forward to what they bring.
All right, Stephen Burton.
Hey, Coach. Thanks again for taking time. I'm just curious, with your experience coming in the CFL and kind of the known nature of it to be so wide open, how does that kind of affect your philosophy offensively? And how does that kind of match up with Coach Reich with what he wants to do?
Well, part of it is just looking at, like, you know, we did a good job this offseason amongst the entire staff. You know, is there other concepts or schemes that we want to add to our offense? Does it fit our offense? Does it fit the players that we have? And yes, there's some things that I've done in the past in Canada that actually have been done down here in the NFL. So we're trying to blend some of that and see if it fits us, try it out these last 2 weeks, or try some of it in training camp, see if we can open up our offense a little bit.
All right, and then we'll finish here with Rashad McGinnis.
How you doing, Marcus? Obviously, you and Frank watched a ton of tape on Carson before the decision to bring him in. What has been the most impressive thing you've noticed about him now that you've gotten a chance to see him up close?
Up close, I mean, just how big and strong and athletic he is. He's a big man, but he moves very well. I'm excited about that. You know, you see it on film that he's able to break tackles, extend plays, which is, you know, it's a change from Phillip, who's a different, right? You know, he's a great pocket passer, get the ball out of his hands. Carson just brings another element of being able to extend plays. So looking forward to that. Now, I've thought he's done a great job, just leadership, you know, amongst the players. Both on and off the field. You know, I think it's been a great offseason. I'm looking forward to training camp and continue, you know, working with them.
All right, Coach Brady, thank you for your time.
Thank you.